Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Last night, music superstars Kendrick Lamar and SZA performed before a sold-out Dome at America Center crowd in downtown St. Louis as part of their grand national tour. The duo picked up right where they left off at their joint appearance at the Super Bowl halftime show in February.
I hate those that feel entitled. Look at me crazy because I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story, you endorsing. I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you dealing with. Of small percentage who I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning on my mama.
Here to discuss the STL stop of the GNX tour is my concert buddy and St. Louis on the Air producer, Maya Norfleet. Maya, hi again.
Hello.
So let's start with the opener. Yes. Mustard.
I'm a dork, all right? I've already said that on the air. I didn't really look too much up about GNX before because I didn't want anything to be spoiled. Mm. And I saw that Mustard was joining the tour, but for some reason my mind made up that it was just like the West Coast dates. So when he popped up in St. Louis, I was like, holy, oh my goodness. So that was a good time to see him performing.
And the songs that he played, they were hits from his career,
right? His career. He snuck in some Sexy Red because he knew exactly where he was.
Yes.
But I mean, Mustard has been around for a long time too. And he has a lot of hits. Like he played Tyga, Rack City, which I remember listening to that in college and probably doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing. 2 Chainz, I'm Different. Like that was a good time as well. It gave me a lot of nostalgia feels. Mm-hmm.
And watching the way that people were reacting to the music he was playing, because there was a broad representation of like all of the demographics,
right? You had all of St. Louis in the Dome last night.
So similar to the Super Bowl halftime show, Kendrick Lamar started the concert by emerging from a Buick Grand National and throughout the night played hits from his 14-year career and, of course, hits like Peekaboo from his latest album, GNX.
Peekaboo. I just put the buggers in my chain.
Peekaboo.
80 pointers like a Kobe Dame.
Peekaboo.
7-6 tools, I make them pink.
Peekaboo.
I'm popping out your band, I spot my name.
Peekaboo.
I put 2 foreigns on a 4-5.
Peekaboo.
That's catchy pepper if I'm doing pasta.
Peekaboo.
Why you acting tough on IG Live?
Peekaboo.
You know my loved ones with that. Let's get it.
Peekaboo.
Surprise, it's your boy, Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, so like you said, a seamless transition from the Super Bowl show, which, again, Dorky Maya speaking. I've watched that Super Bowl performance probably at least every other day since this happened, because I've been so excited for this tour, even down to the stage setup.
Yes.
If you watched it on the Super Bowl halftime show, he had like a triangle, an X, a circle, a square, kind of like representing a game controller, like a PlayStation controller. Mm-hmm. That was also there at the show last night at the Dome.
Yeah. And I was looking at the stage and the way things were set up, and I definitely was also like looking for the connections between what people saw with the Super Bowl halftime show performance. But until you said it, it didn't register. It was kind of a weird vibe.
Everything blended in so well. And it was actually we sat there looking at the stage as DJ Mustard was doing his set. And it wasn't until like maybe 3-4 songs in, I'm like, wait a minute, it's the same setup. Mm-hmm.
But it does seem like that's what happens, especially with Kendrick Lamar's music. It sort of, it registers in waves.
Yes, exactly.
So SZA also is a co-headliner in this tour.
SZA, okay. I love SZA. She is such a weirdo. She's a hot weirdo. She does like weird things that most people be like, okay, strange, you like playing with bugs. But because she's gorgeous and talented and amazing, like she was literally had bugs. There's a lot of nature imagery around. She has like throughout her music as well, a very through line is just talking about nature, talking about space and the environment. She had a a big old aunt that
yes,
she called
that
Anthony.
Was a surprise.
She was like, "Have y'all met Anthony?" And we're like, "Who's Anthony?" And this large aunt just emerges and she climbs on his back. And I'm like, "What?"
And it was something that we have a couple of mutual friends who,
yes.
who actually pointed that out as
yes.
being one of their favorite parts of the show.
It was so unexpected, but if you know SZA, it made perfect sense. Like, of course she would climb on the back of an ant in the mm-hmm. middle of the dome right now.
So that was my first time seeing SZA perform. I did not know about sort of her background, mm. but when she shouted out her family.
Yes.
She had her said her aunties, but she started with North and West Side St. Louis.
Yes, she shouted out North and West St. Louis. They didn't necessarily like specifically speak to the tornado that we've of course been covering ever since the 16th, but it's, I mean, like, if you know, you know. And everyone in the dome knew exactly what she was saying. So, like, myself and my sibling, like, we're from North St. Louis, so we especially got super-duper hype. And she also even shouted out a couple of high schools. She shouted out Sodan
yes.
and Gateway, which is where my sibling graduated. So that even gave more of a, like, homegrown feeling. Even though she was born here but raised elsewhere, like, it was very clear that how much she loves St. Louis and how she considers St. Louis home mm-hmm. as well.
And I felt like she was also speaking to me. Like, it was my first time experiencing a St. Louis concert of that scale.
Yeah.
And especially at the time that it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I referred to the diversity
yes.
of everyone who was there. People who were there, some primarily for Kendrick, but mm-hmm. others, like, they were
very
there
much
SZA.
There for SZA.
Yeah,
SZA. I saw SZA in 2017 at the Ready Room, which is now Hot Java Bar. And, you know, just like any artist, you have your group of fans, and all I feel like it was pretty equal, 50-50. Those who were like primarily there for Kendrick but loves them some SZA, and then folks who really love SZA and also can get down with Kendrick Lamar. Because you could see each time they kind of traded off, because they were going back and forth throughout the entire night, it never slowed down. It never, like, there was never
yeah.
a lull in the energy at all.
And I still, like, I feel that energy in my body.
That's what's
still
keeping me awake, because I am so sleepy. We was out.
And to that point of even within single, like, families that came together,
yeah.
people who were huge fans of SZA
mm-hmm.
and those who were huge fans of Kendrick. And it just felt, it felt great to be part of that and to witness people just so excited to be there.
Right. Because hip hop usually almost always brings out a very diverse crowd, especially more contemporary hip hop. But with SZA added, it was everybody. Literally everyone was there.
Mm-hmm. Maya Norfleet is a producer for St. Louis on the Air. Maya, always fun to have you on mic with us.
Yes, thank you.
And a special note, we'll be recording more of this conversation, so check that out if you want more highlights and observations, and that'll be on our podcast. Now, you just heard what was live on St. Louis on the Air, and we promised a little bonus conversation, so here it is.
Yes. We left off talking about the crowd diversity mm-hmm. at the GNX concert stop here in St. Louis. But the other part of the diversity that I feel like maybe some fans that are more leaning towards Kendrick wasn't expecting mm-hmm. is how, like, SZA, yeah, she can do soul, she can do R&B, but she's also, like, low-key a rock star.
Yes.
Like, she likes rock and roll. She likes alternative music. And her last two projects really leaned into that a lot. And I think that also helped bring out a whole nother, like, scene of the audience as mm-hmm. well.
That is definitely where I was, because mm-hmm. I was not familiar with SZA's body of work, although mm-hmm. I've heard her name said a lot.
Right.
But it also made me think about the monthly music show we've been doing
mm-hmm.
and the sheer diversity of talent and in different genres of music in St. Louis.
Right.
And there's an appetite for it, clearly, because that stadium was full.
Yes, it was a sold out show. Every seat was packed. Lots of people were moving around and milling about, but once the show got started, like, everyone was set. And it was, I love SZA, been listening to SZA for a while. And when I last saw her live in 2017, it definitely leaned more R&B and neo-soul,
mm-hmm.
which she does amazingly well at. But like I said, her last two projects, some of her fans who got into her because of that R&B and neo-soul were a little taken aback, like, wait, the guitar riffs, like, what's going on?
Right.
Still the same, like, themes, like, thematically, it's SZA still, like, heartbreak and terrible men in her life, but but to hear that and then have, like, influences from, like, Hayley Williams of Paramore. Like, SZA talks about how much she likes Paramore. I feel like a lot of Black people who listen to rock like them some Paramore or some Linkin Park, you know? But I hadn't seen her perform those songs until the GNX tour. And it gave me an even greater appreciation because of the fact that, like, so many people don't associate rock and roll with Black women, mm-hmm. even though, like, Black women definitely helped bring rock and roll up in America. So, I don't know. I just really appreciate the fact that, like, all around you got all the different sounds of both SZA and Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will out myself here in saying that the last time I went to a show that approached that magnitude mm-hmm. was 20 years ago.
20?
And it was James Brown at the Hollywood Bowl with Michael McDonald, who at that time, I did not know that he's from St.
Yeah.
Louis. So it was sort of this interesting, like, oh, okay. But another thing with the music show is that we talk about people who perform live.
Mm-hmm.
And a sort of funny interaction that I had when we got up to the floor where our seats were, I went with my husband. Mm-hmm. This was the tickets were a Christmas gift to him and also for me. And he was buying a can of beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who was selling it to us was looking at us and asking, so who did you come for? He pointed to me. I didn't tell you about this.
No, you didn't.
He pointed at me and he said, it's you. You're the one who wants to come to this concert, right? And then, like, my husband and I, it's both of us.
Yeah.
But what this is, like, what this is getting to is that experiencing music in person mm-hmm. around other people, the way that you get there sometimes is through somebody else who's a fan.
Right.
And then it's exposure to someone who previously either was not in the know or they just maybe had not thought to take time
mm-hmm.
to go to a live show.
Yeah.
But as I looked around us,
mm-hmm.
there were clearly people there who were there because somebody wanted them to go with them.
Right.
Not because they were fans.
It's also funny because, like, you know how usually if you see a young person at a show, there's, like, an elder person, probably their parent, that's chaperoning them.
Uh-huh.
But there, I feel like I saw at least either amongst my friends who posted about the show later or just, like, while I was sitting there looking at people, that there were just as many parents that drug their kids along to the show,
oh,
too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We going to this show. I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to like it. I think everyone did really love it.
Mm-hmm.
I rapped the whole time. I sang the whole time. But I probably, you know, I had both sides of the coin, like, excitement about, you know, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I knew we were going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to pull up my phone at certain points and take notes.
Yeah.
But this is also what I do with things that I'm trying to enjoy in the way that I usually do. But just being there and being present, especially given, you know, the weight and the heaviness of everything that's been going on in St. Louis
yeah.
around the tornado, it was a moment of relief
mm-hmm.
and a reminder of what is beautiful
yeah.
and what feels in some way like a miracle, like SZA,
mm-hmm.
how far she has come
mm-hmm.
and her addressing, you know, her people.
Yes.
That
her,
was really...
Her family and... recognize, like, people make fun of the fact that St. Louis claims her so hard because she was raised, like, in New Jersey. But she does not have to claim us, and she still does.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, for me personally, that means a whole lot, especially knowing how much her grandmother meant to her. Before she passed, she had her grandma do, like, interludes on her album. So even when she was talking about her family, I felt myself getting a little full because I'm like, I know how important that is for a lot of people, especially if you live somewhere across the country from your family, too,
mm-hmm.
and how, like, those summers with them can mean so much So anyhow, yeah.
The last thing I'll note here is that you and I are wearing matching t-shirts.
Yes, we are matching in our GMX shirts.
So is there something, because this is the first time for me buying merch like this. I just have not had a history of going to concerts, clearly because 20 years ago.
Yeah, and but James Brown been passed away for a minute.
He has. Is there something that happens with people when they see one another wearing the shirt from this?
Oh, God.
What happens?
It's
this is
so
our takeaway here.
This is, okay, so I just also before this show, I remember weeks or flying by, I saw Post Malone at the big-ass stadium tour is what the tour is called with Jelly Roll. And like you said, you end up going with someone who really wants to go. My friend Jazzy loves Post Malone. I almost always buy merch because I mostly just dress like a teenage boy half the time. So I bought a Post Malone t-shirt, even though, like, he cool, but I became a bigger fan after seeing him live because he also can perform his butt off. I wear the shirt the next day, and I'm having conversations with people that I'd never, like, young white men. Great. Hello. Nice to see you, young man. But they're stopping me to be like, oh, you went to the Post Malone show. And I'm like, I did. And they're like, wasn't it great? And all of a sudden, now we're just chatting about the one thing we have in common.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conversation starter with people that you probably would not have conversations with.
Yeah, and a connection maker.
Yep.
And that is what this show is all about. It's making connections. Maya, thank you so much again for talking with me and for tolerating me as your your concert
thank
buddy
you
yesterday.
For tolerating me because I was screaming, cussing, twerking, doing everything, and you still love me, so thank you.
And if you also were at the show and want to share what your experience was like, you can find us on Instagram at STL On Air. That's our show, Instagram. And for St. Louis Public Radio, it's STL Public Radio. See ya.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis On the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis On the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.